With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Missoula County is developing a pilot program to help former prisoners find housing. No small task in a community with a notoriously tight and expensive rental market. Edward O'Brien reports.
Securing affordable housing in Missoula is challenging even under the best of circumstances.
They do want to get a job. They do want to find medical care and get their kids in school.
County Grants Administrator Aaron Couch says people recently out of prison have lots of motivation to find stable housing.
Once you get people into housing, all the rest will follow.
But that can be tough. According to the Missoula Organization of Realtors, the rental market had a 3% vacancy rate in 2017, and the median sales price of a home is nearly $270,000. Missoula County is developing a pilot project with the District 11 Human Resource Council to find rental housing for about 75 people who are returning from incarceration. All will be supervised by the Montana Department of Corrections. Couch says studies show that securing housing for people returning from incarceration helps decrease the likelihood of recidivism. A similar program in Pennsylvania's Union County resulted in a 22% drop in the recidivism rate.
And that was compared to the county's recidivism rate of 53% and the state's recidivism rate of 60%.
Missoula has the state's second highest homeless population and the second highest number of people under correction supervision in Montana. The supportive housing pilot program will be available to supervised felony and repeat misdemeanor offenders.
They're not listed as a violent or sexual offender, and they're going to remain under the Department of Corrections supervision for at least 3 months from the time that the assistance is granted.
The program is funded through a $153,000 grant from the Montana Board of Crime Control. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.